now joined by the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Crew Chief, and that is Paul Wolf. If you have a question for Paul, raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start right here to Kelly and then go about the room.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Paul, watching you on the pit box, you didn't immediately like jump up or really react. It kind of looked like you were sitting there maybe gathering yourself. So what was going through your head? How did you just feel in that aftermath?
Probably a bit of relief, to be honest. It's, it's so hard to win these things. And I told a few people this before the weekend, you know, we knew we were prepared the best we could be. We had the speed when we unloaded, and it was just, you get into this race and you just don't want to screw it up. I mean, there's so much work by a lot of people back at the shop and the guys on this team and our teammates, and so much goes into it, and you don't want to have a mistake during that race. And trying to go through all the scenarios with the strategy as the race is playing out, as we've seen that affect how some of these races play out at the end. My engineers do a great job of trying to give me the best information we can. And like I said, when we had the lead there at the end with, 30 to go, you're kind of playing those scenarios. Well, what are we going to do if a caution comes out? How many laps to go? Two tires, four tires stay out? It's pretty stressful at the end. And so when we finally got the checker flag there, it was just took a minute. It's a bit of a relief and just a great feeling. I'm obviously not a super emotional guy, as any of you that have followed me over the last 10 years, but it does mean a lot to me. May not show it as much as others, but it's a pretty special day.
Joey obviously came in very determined. He's been very on it with his comments about being the favorite, being determined, out for revenge. You spoke yesterday about how he's been on his A game and that it was going to be tough to beat him today. How much easier or how much, you mentioned a sigh of relief, does that make it for you, knowing that you don't have to worry about your driver? He's already locked in. You can just focus on the car and the team.
Well, it means a lot, and that's a lot of what I saw out of Joey as teammates when he joined us at Team Penske, was that drive he had and the effort he put in over the years. And you always know what you're going to get with him. And that's 100% focus and doing the best he's capable of. And those are the kind of people you want to work with. And you never doubt his work ethic and what he's putting into being the best he can be. And that's what makes you want to motivate you to work hard. And I knew he was capable of winning this race and championship today, and just didn't want to let him down, we've got a great group of guys on our team and supporting us. And we were able to give him what he needed to do his job, and we got the results we deserve.
Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Paul, I know you had certainly the best car. Joey qualified on pole, but if you were just going off like demeanor and body language Thursday, I mean, Joey had so much swagger. He was clearly the most confident. As Kelly said, he's proclaiming himself the favorite. How often have you seen that side of him? And do you think him setting that tone, did that help you and the team all weekend?
Yeah. I feel like for sure when these playoffs started this season, he was on his A game and he was focused and determined that we were going to win this championship. And that's the way he would talk as he would come into the shop and when he was around the guys and the things, the time we would spend together, like there was no doubt in his mind that we were the favorite and we were going to get it done. And I think as a company, you know, there was a lot of challenges starting this season, you know, with this new car and what all that meant. And it was definitely an up and down year and a lot of growing pains, but I feel like we continue to learn and get better every week. And I don't know if that's what gave him the confidence to believe in the team that when we got to the playoffs, we were going to be as good as anyone and capable of giving him the cars he needed to go out there and contend. And guys have done a great job. Like I said, throughout the playoffs, I feel like we had the speed. I feel like the Homestead test was a good turning point for us as we needed to find a little bit to the Chevrolets for sure and the Toyotas. And I think he was pretty motivated after that test there, and we went on to run really strong and then win Vegas, and that kind of gave him that last bit of confidence, I guess, to know that we were going to be able to come here to Phoenix and you know, get the job done.
We'll go to Jordan, then Matt, and then Lee.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This is your second championship. Not many crew chiefs currently have two. When you won your first back in 12, it felt like kind of like a beginning, right? Like you're going to maybe win a bunch. It's been 10 years. I mean, what's that like?
Yeah, a lot's happened in those 10 years for sure. A lot's changed. Different driver. Totally different car. The racing's totally different in my eyes from what it was back then. It's almost like, you know, that happened in my second year in cup racing. It's almost like I didn't know better, didn't understand how difficult it really was to compete for a championship in this series. The best teams and drivers. So a lot's happened. You know, I don't know that it's still hasn't totally sank in yet what we've been able to do. I just go out there every week and try to do the best and continued to try to build a team with the best people we can. I've said this before, I'm not going to say I'm the smartest guy in the garage, but I like to put a lot of good people around me and make me look good, and we've definitely got that on this team and within our company, and just try to go out there and do the best I can and not make any mistakes.
Matt Weaver, Racing America. So you had kind of alluded to it earlier, but Ford has kind of been third on the hierarchy from about the summer on. We kind of started to realize that. How do you go about making those gains? Where are the biggest deficits that you guys had to overcome to be in this position to advance and get here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was just it's a steep learning curve this year with this car. It's something totally different than what we've obviously used in the past, and with the whole underbody and the aero side of it, understanding, you know, some of the trade-offs of the mechanical setups versus aero, and a lot of the things we did in the past really don't work with this car. And being open-minded and continuing to have guys come up with different ideas, things to try, and just being smart about every week trying to take something out of it and learn something. And then very limited opportunities, right, to test in practice with a 20-minute practice session and very limited changes. It makes it really hard to try to advance and get better. So when you have those opportunities, you really have to make sure you're prepared to get the most out of them. And that's where I feel like having a great group of guys on this team and within Team Penske, we're able to make the most of that. And it's obviously made the difference for us.
Go to up here to Lee. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, to that point, though, when did the Phoenix preparation start, and how did winning early in that round to allow you to just focus on the car, how did that help you get better for this race?
Well, it started right after the win in Vegas. I mean, we all know that's kind of how it works with this system. Not that we wanted to go run well at Homestead and Martinsville. But for me personally, I've always, you know, it takes all focus for me on what's ahead of me that week, right, and making the most of that. Not that we want throw away those races, but I started focusing on Phoenix right after that win that next Monday and making sure we didn't miss anything. How much of an advantage is that? I don't know. I don't know that you can quantify it, but I'd like to feel like I was prepared as I could be coming into this weekend. And with a lot of great support from our teammates and stuff coming here this weekend, we're able to unload very, very fast and then go through a lot of things we wanted to try to find a little bit more. And you know, I'm thankful to everyone within the company there that was supportive of that and had the focus of, you know, getting another championship for the team.
Go Lee and then Cole.
You gave Roger his first Cup championship, and I got to tell you, when he was in here, the fact that he's finally gotten a Cup and IndyCar championship in the same year meant the world to him. What does it mean to be able to deliver that?
Like I said earlier, I'm just glad I didn't screw it up. You know, people always say, you know, what's it mean to, you know, like when we go to Indy, we know how important that is to Roger and the team and, you know, being able to win two championships. Like, I think it's great. I feel the pressure every week, whether I'm racing at Bristol or Indy or trying to get the second championship for Team Penske. So I know it's very special, and it's exciting to be able to be part of that, of getting both championships this season. But it's hard to say I worked any differently than I would have if we weren't going for the second championship for Team Penske this today. But I know it means a lot, and it's exciting for everyone involved, and it's tough to do and pretty neat at the same time.
As methodical as your approach was, you know, we watched through that second stage where fuel was really in question. And he, you know, Joey, as calm as he's been all weekend, that was kind of like the one moment where he got a little bit on edge. How close were you, and was there anything else behind the scenes that we might not have seen that, you know, gave you pause?
No, it's a good observation. I think he was a little on edge, as I was as well. I there were some moments I got pretty hard on my engineers, like, we need to know what we got to do here, guys. Like, we're the guys we were racing for the championships looked like they got into save mode. Track position's big, the clean air's big, the 19 was kind of pressuring us, and we had saved some. That was a tough moment. It's hard balancing those moments of what to do. And trying to give Joey all the information he could, because he's, I get it at times, he's out there and feels, you know, like he needs more information to do the best he can. And it's never super simple, obviously, or clear cut, and we're trying to make the best decisions at kind of heat of the moment. And that was a tough spot in the race. We got through it. We got through it. I guess we did as good as most at what we needed to accomplish in that to get through that stage. From there, I think the end of the race, from the strategy standpoint, you know, once we took the lead there and you're counting down the laps and, you know, we've run 10, we've run 15. All right, are we pitting if the caution comes out? Are we doing two tires? Those are the moments that I stressed about last night and leading up to this race, is just like, you don't want to screw up the strategy. And we've seen it play out plenty of times this season and over the years. It's why the best car doesn't always win, is because those interesting times when a caution falls, and you know your competitors, if they can't beat you on speed, they're likely going to try something on strategy, right? And I've won plenty of races. We've won plenty of races that way. That's how we won Vegas. To put us in this position was taking the tires when no one else did. And So you kind of, you're trying to do the best you can to make the right decisions if that happens. So that was probably the second, well, that was probably the most stressful part of the race for me, was those last 20, 30 laps. And fortunately, we didn't get the caution and the tough call. And, you know, I think Ford has done a great job of trying to help us through the playoffs. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, Rodney and I are have a great relationship and friends, and he's helped me through the playoffs, and we talk a lot and try to just be better as one Ford team. And I was texting him throughout the race, you know, like, what are you guys thinking? What would you do if we, you know? And so those being open communication with the other Ford teams, I think, was good. Maybe makes those decisions a little easier if you do get the caution. Just understanding where those guys are at and stuff. So I gotta thank those guys as well for that support and communication and talk. You know, I think there's a lot of smart people in the garage, and just, like I said, try to be open minded and listen to what everyone has to say.
Cool.
Yeah.
For strategy advice?
Yeah.
Like, is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have that relationship. Okay. Roddy and I have had what I would consider a pretty good relationship, and we try to help each other when we can, bounce ideas off from each other. And I have thoughts, but everyone, all the other crew chiefs might think something different. So it's, I always try to, like, all right, what was some other guys thinking about, right? Like, am I thinking the right way? What's going to be the right call? And, you know, it's good to have another perspective, you know? And, there's guys in the garage you can trust, and there's guys you can't. And, you know, I think Rodney and I have a great relationship, and I appreciate that.
Very cool. Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Congrats, Paul. You mentioned how crucial track position and clean air is at Phoenix specifically. I'm curious, what went into this decision to kind of, like, hold off on pitting? I think it was inside of 60 to go during those green flag stops. Just knowing how crucial track position is when Christopher, I believe, pit beforehand.
Yeah. So those scenarios, you know, we try to build the gap as much as we can leading up to those green flag cycles that you know you're going to get. Short pitting or being the first guy to pit road, the downside of that is if a caution comes out, right, then you're trapped. So when you're kind of the lead guy, you always want to try to build that gap and stay out as long as you can. We weren't trying to jump anyone. We just needed to kind of maintain those guys. When you're running where they were, it was like, okay, here's our opportunity to try to short pit them a little bit, gain some track position, maybe jump them. So we just kind of monitor. Our plan is, you know, you kind of run as long as we can until they peel off, and then you manage how many seconds did we have over those guys when the cycle started, and that kind of tells us, okay, we got 2-3 laps from when they pit, if the pit stops go clean, and that's kind of what we monitored. So once those guys started peeling off, we knew within the next lap or two we needed to come down, so they didn't jump us. As we've said all along, you knew the championship four drivers, maybe they didn't have as much speed as us in practice, in qualifying, but when it comes down to it, they find a way to rise to another level. Ross was there at the end, and the 20 was as well. Obviously, the 9 had his issues, so you couldn't count them out. You had to kind of see where they were at, and we just kind of played off of when they pitted to when we were going to come in.
Greg.
Hey, Greg Engel, Forbes. Pit stops were a difference today, right? Some guys had slow pit stops, and, you know, like Bell and stuff. So, you know, you go party, you go have fun, way to go, guys, rings, here you go. But to maintain that edge going into next year, I mean, obviously you have to keep the training and stuff. How hard is it going to be to keep that edge for that pit crew to maintain the level of where they're at now?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it's no different than us working on the cars. We've put as much emphasis on pit road and the pit crew as we do in the car because we see how important that is. And there's already things that we've talked about that we know we need to change up or look at to be better next year. So, yeah, that will continue to evolve as the car will. We saw issues on pit road today. I mean, we had a hiccup as well. That's kind of how we lost the lead there, and was just it doesn't take much. Fortunately, the guys were pretty solid the rest of the day, though, and we were able to get that back. But, yeah, that's something that will continue to evolve. I mean, for these tire changers in all positions, really, it's just so much different than what they've done in the past, and we've got to continue to focus on that as it's a big part.
Go over here.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. How important was winning the pole position in this race, not because it's just a championship race, but also it gave you that number one pit box, which turned out to be a big factor in winning the championship today?
Yeah, I think it's a big part. I think it's, the pit stalls, obviously, really good. It's worth a car length or so on equal stops. I think just the confidence – and it gives the driver, knowing that we had the fastest car, and then the like I said, being able to kind of set the pace, lead the field, I think it's hard to beat that, and as good as our car was, if we had the lead, there wasn't anybody that was really going to be able to pass us. With that being said, you kind of tune your car around being the leader and having the clean air for a majority of the run till you get to lap cars. When we did lose the lead, it kind of changed the balance of our car. So it's always a fine line of how you adjust on your car throughout the race, depending on where you're running. So that was probably a little bit of a challenge for us when we did lose the lead there. I think we were running fourth or fifth there at one point. And the balance of the car changed a good bit, and he was complaining about being tight in traffic. As we got back to the lead, then obviously that helped fix it. So it's like, how much do you work on it for running fifth versus leading?
Any final questions for Paul? We'll wrap up here with Lee.
You're the engineer, so... When you look at the three champions, all of them, executed flawlessly, won the pole, won the race. I mean, it just seemed to kind of follow suit. Is there something to this track that just kind of dictates that, or is it just the way things happen this year?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not really sure I could say that there's one thing to me that stands out that way. Fast cars, good drivers, and I don't know. I can't say I can answer that one.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Paul, and enjoy the off season and the celebration.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it.